We're up to Simin Tov Reis Tzadik Aleph Siv Gimel. We'll be doing from Gimel through He. Siv Gimel. Aseres b'nei Haman tzarech l'kosva k'shira v'lo k'shar shiris shecholok al gabe k'sav elamaniya cholok ben k'sav l'k'sav. The Aseres b'nei Haman are supposed to be written like a shira, but unlike Oz Yashir, for example, where what we have is the two sides are written, the middle is a space, the line under it, you fill in the space, and so on. Instead, what you have here is a list of the Aseres B'nei Haman on one side, the word Ve'es on the other side, and a blank space in the middle. Vimlo osa came psula, and otherwise it is puzzle. Now, how much space do you need between the two? This is something that many Megillas don't have. The Mishnah Berurah brings down Rashi Shita, and that is Kiflayim and Aksav. You have to have twice as much space as you have as you have writing. Siv Dalid, Sarich Laharich Bevov Devaizasa. You have to be Marich, you have to lengthen the Vav of Aizasa. What does this mean? So the Ramah says, Biksivasa, this is the way it's written. V'yeshomim v'kriyasa, others hold that it's not in the way it's written, but in the way it's read. Now there's a machlokas of exactly what it means to make it a long vav. Some hold that what it means is that you, instead of the vav being flat on top, the vav should be pointed upwards. Lamaisa, our minig is not that way, and the Sharetzi and the Mishnah Berurah mentions, our minig is that what we do is we just make a bigger vav. Further, the Mechaber says, v'tzarech lichtov ish barosh dapa, ve'es besofa. You have to have ish at the beginning and es at the end. Now, what does he mean by this? So, the word S, being at the end means that it's supposed to be at the end of the line. But the truth of the matter is that it is not the last word on it. The last word on the line is the word Aseres. Now, the beginning word, which is where he said that the word ish has to be at the beginning of it, the Mishnah Berurah learns that it doesn't mean at the top of the amud, but it means it has to be at the right side of the amud. Which means, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can have a whole amud, a half amud, or whatever it is, filled with whatever you have there. Then you have the word ish, the beginning of a line, followed by the word ve'es, and followed by all of the names of the sons of Haman with the aces in between. And then Aseres as the last word on the Amud, and then you start the next Amud. But it does not have to be an Amud with just the Aseres B'nei Haman. The Minig HaOlam is to have the word Ish as the first word of the Amud, and the word Aseres as the last word on the Amud, and the Aseres B'nei Haman take up the whole Amud. Now the Mishnah Berurah, the Sharetzin, has a problem with that, because then you're going to end up making the Aseres B'nei Haman larger than all other letters. An average letter in the Aseres B'nei Haman is going to be bigger, it's going to be larger than an average letter anywhere else. We have no Masorah that the Aseres B'nei Haman are supposed to be large letters. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that you're better off not doing that. So first he brings the Gra, who holds that you should have other lines in front of it. So that the Aseres is going to end up being somewhere in the middle of the Amud. He brings a Nishmas Adam, who says that you should make long words, but not thicker words. That's still not going to help. The Shar Ephraim brings a Limut Zchus for the Minhag HaOlam. He says, who is to tell me that I measure the size of a letter on the basis of a different Amud? I'll measure it by this Amud. So in this Amud, the average letter is the size of the Aseres B'nei Haman, which is larger than everywhere else, but it doesn't make a difference. So, Lamaise, it seems that the Mishnah Berurah favors writing other things on that Amud before you get to the word Ish. And then have the Aseres B'nei Haman at a regular size, taking you down to the bottom of the Amud, and then you end with the word Aseres. If you do like the Minhag HaOlam, so you have whom to rely on, and that is Be'ikr, this Shar Ephraim that we saw, who says that you don't measure it by way of the standard word in the middle of this Megillah, but you go by this Amud itself, and since all the names in the Aseres B'nei Haman are more or less the same size, that's considered the average Os, except for the Osis that we were Makabla are supposed to be big or small. Sivhei im tofra b'chutei pishtam psula. If you sew it up with pishtan, with flax, with linen in his puzzle, you have to sew it up, dafka with gidin, you have to sew it up with the blood vessels of the animal, which is normally what is done in a Sefer Torah.